diabetes. We will have our educators as the presenters today, registered nurse Angela Ehlert and our registered dietitian Christy Zweifel will be presenting the program. Our team can help guide patients, make lifestyle changes to manage their diabetes, and this is going to be a terrific program to just help patients better understand the nature of their disease and the actions they can take to manage it. So again, tune in with us via Facebook Live by liking our Van Deese Medical Center Facebook page from 1 to 1:30. If you cannot join us at that time, the recording will be there, will be available at your convenience to view it.
24/7.
24/7 is right. And if you do have any questions about the Diabetic Education Program at Van Deese Medical Center, you can call 832-7746, and that is our specialty clinic department. Also along the lines of specialty clinic services, our oncology services are now being provided by Dr. Roscoe Morton. Oncologist Dr. Morton is with Mission Cancer and Blood Center, and he is trained in the most current and up-to-date techniques for cancer care and the treatment of blood diseases. He works to develop a comprehensive approach to your cancer treatment and recovery. We're thrilled to have Dr. Morton join us at Van Deese Medical Center, and he is dedicated to providing exceptional cancer care right here in our hospital close to home. Again, to ask any questions or to schedule an appointment, find out more information for Dr. Morton, you can call 832-7746, or you can check out our website at www.vandeestmc.org. And I do have just a few reminders to make for our listeners. Once again, the Medicare Part D open enrollment period is going on right now through December 7th. And so this is a time when folks can make changes to their plans during the open enrollment period, and those changes will be effective January 1st of the new year. We have volunteer SHIP counselors that are reviewing plans and contacting people, actually meeting with them over the phone due to our current environment. This is a free confidential service of the State of Iowa Insurance Division, and these ladies are busy, I can tell you. But if you would like to maybe review your plan, see if we can't save you a little bit of money, you can call 832-7769. Leave your information, your name, and a phone number, and the volunteer SHIP counselors will give you a call back.
Very good.
And then, of course, we definitely want to mention, with October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we do encourage all women to get their screening mammograms. We actually have a promotion that started in October and continues through the month of November, and this is why I'm also sharing it. For those women who schedule their mammograms during the month of November, they will be entered into a drawing to win a gift bag. And so we do encourage you to get your appointments made, schedule your mammograms. You can do so by calling Van Deese Family Health Clinic at 832-7800. And then I would tell you to watch your mailboxes, because we do have our Living Healthy, Healthier community newsletter that will be distributed to households within the next week. And this will be a terrific publication. Actually, the cover and the feature article is about our Infusion Center renovation project and the campaign that will support that. We're also going to be highlighting our diabetic education services, our Healthy Life patient portal, new providers and physicians to our team, and then our skilled care services. And so definitely watch for that to be delivered to your household. We also will make it available online, again, on our website at www.vandeestmc.org once that gets distributed.
Good, very good.
And then lastly, and we're going to be talking about it, but I definitely need to mention that it is the time to get your flu vaccine. So if you have not already, certainly check in with your primary care physician or provider. Schedule to get your vaccine taken care of. Those are readily available. We're going to be talking about flu vaccines. We're also going to be talking about COVID-19 vaccines. So I do want to mention that we have flu vaccine and COVID-19 booster vaccines available at Van Deese Family Health Clinic. And you can register for the booster vaccines by going either to our website and entering your information or calling the clinic number. Again, that's 832-7800. Follow the prompts and leave your name and a phone number, And as a vaccine becomes available, you will be contacted for an appointment.
Awesome.
Yes. And I think that does it for my announcements
today. All right. A lot of things going on there at Van Deese Medical Center, Lori. But
Absolutely. Let's
get to our special guest of the day. We have from Hamilton County Public Health, we have Shelby Cruden. She gave a great presentation yesterday during the Board of Supervisors meeting. But Lori, I'll carry on with both of you here.
Okay. Wonderful. As you mentioned, Pat, we do have Shelby Cruna joining us this morning. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you for having us again.
Yes. And it's just good we have changes that occur. And actually, since the last time you're on the program, we have had a lot of changes and new updates and developments with vaccines. And so it's just a good touch point and for everybody, all of our listeners to realize kind of what's happening in our area and across the state and what to be watching for. So, maybe that's just a great place to start, Shelby, is what we're kind of seeing around Hamilton County and in our area.
Yeah, I always like to start off with some numbers and some thoughts about what's happening, especially in Hamilton County. So over the last 14 days, we've had 109 positive cases. Last 7 days, 56. So you can see it's about equal for the 2 weeks mm-hmm. that make that 14 days up. The interesting thing is 31% of those positive cases are in the 0 to 17 age group. Another 21% is in that 18 to 29-year-old age group. Again, the two age groups that have the lowest amount of vaccine, obviously anybody under 11 wasn't even able to get vaccine until this week, but we are still seeing a lot of spreading in that age group. The other thing I wanted to mention about testing is it's so important to test. Even if you have a cold that lasts for a couple days or you take some cold medicine or allergy medicine and it doesn't quite work like it normally does, get one of those saliva test kits and send a test in. We have more and more people who are testing, 5, 6, 7 days after being ill. They've been out and about. So test early. There's no reason. The UHL lab, that saliva test kit, does not care if you have 10, 15 negatives. They would rather catch you early than have you test later and then have exposed a lot more people.
Right. And it is interesting that we are seeing higher numbers in those younger populations, 30 and under.
Yes.
It's kind of scary, actually.
It's very scary. Again, we know that in the age group 12 to 16 or 17 who have had the opportunity to get Pfizer way last summer, we're only at about 36% of those kids vaccinated. So, again, look for if you're 12 to 18 and you want to get that Pfizer dose, Hy-Vee, Thrifty White will be your choices, but, get it. It's important. And we're coming up upon the holidays and we still see a few breakthrough cases. So it's important, even if you're going to go visit grandma and grandpa who are fully vaccinated, if you're not vaccinated and you have a cold or sore throat or, just some mild symptoms, you still could spread it to them even though they're vaccinated, because the vaccine doesn't prevent us from catching it. It hopefully decreases our severity of the illness.
For sure. So. And I can't stress that enough, and you will hear that from both public health and from Van Deese Medical Center, that the vaccine is our most powerful tool in defense against this disease. And again, it helps to lessen the severity and the potential of being hospitalized and possibly death. And we're seeing it. I know you see the same numbers across the state. We get the numbers each week, and it's proven in the numbers. Those that are hospitalized, it's about an 80-20%. So about 80% of those that are hospitalized with COVID are unvaccinated.
Yes.
And so we can't stress it enough. It is available. And even if you have been on the fence, even if you're considering it, thinking about it for your children, it's there. Take advantage of it.
Yeah. And it's widely available anywhere. If one place isn't as convenient as you would like, try another place. The other thing I wanted to say is that right now we stand at like 56.8% fully vaccinated in Hamilton County. So that's about 8,400 individuals. We have about 14,500 individuals who live in Hamilton County. So again, we're approaching what you would consider herd immunity, which is in that 70%, but it's a very slow process.
Well, and definitely we want to make sure that we touch on our vaccines that are now approved and available for
yes.
kids ages 5 to 11. That has just taken place in the last week.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about the availability of those vaccines.
Yes. I know many people have been anxiously waiting for this approval. The health department received their doses on Monday. We did bring some to Vandy's Medical Family Medical Clinic, so they have a small allotment, can always get more from us. We will be holding a first large clinic. I don't want people to think this will be like what we did out at Briggs Woods, because we are dealing with children 5 to 11. So we will be using our clinic area, which has individualized private rooms. We are trying to get 100 to 150 children vaccinated this weekend. Currently, we're at about 50. So we have many doses left. We have staff available who are willing to give up their Saturday to get this vaccine into the arms of children. What's really important with this one is if you get your vaccine now, within the next week or so, you can get your second one the beginning of December. So by Christmas time, when you want to be visiting, you will have spent the 2 weeks post your second dose and will be considered fully vaccinated. So we're really striving to get a big amount of children vaccinated this weekend. I know that there's some stories out there about how people have reacted to the vaccine. What we want listeners to know is that this child's dose is a third of the adult dose. So it is much smaller. It still provides plenty of protection for children. And so because it's such a small dose, the side effects are also somewhat less. The two things that are the most common with children is redness at the injection site and some swelling or a little bit of pain. Tylenol should take care of that. The third one is fatigue. I know it's a Saturday that we're doing ours. I know kids have basketball practice. Wrestling practice, we just couldn't get the vaccine here quicker. But so, they might feel a little sleepy, take a nap, a little tired, but those are lasting like less than a day. So, don't use that as an excuse not to get the vaccine if you're waiting for it. Just come on out and get vaccinated.
Absolutely. And, similarly, that since you mentioned that, Shelby, with the adult booster vaccines, that the Moderna is a half a dose.
Yes.
And we too are seeing, some have very little to no side effects. Some are experiencing some slight side effects, but really nothing to prevent you from getting the booster. As I mentioned, it is available, I know, at our clinic and several places throughout Webster City and Hamilton County. And we certainly want people to take advantage of that. And don't let that be what discourages you from getting the vaccine.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention about the booster was on the news last night. Now, we don't carry Pfizer readily because it's so difficult to handle. But I know Pfizer is applying for everybody over the age of 18. Well, currently, the recommendation from the FDA and the CDC and the ACIP, which is a lot of alphabet soup, I know, is that people over the age of 18 with underlying health conditions, or if you work or live in a communal setting, and then everybody over 65 should be getting that booster. So remember, those are kind of the guidelines. We don't quiz you about them, but right now, if you're young and you're healthy, those two doses should be adequate. But down the road, we may see that open up even with Moderna, that they say everybody over 18. So it's an ever-changing situation.
It certainly is. And we have realized that over the past, 18 months to 2 years, how quickly things can change. And, even in our worlds, like we said, just within a week, how many updates and changes can take place.
Yeah.
So
The other thing I wanted to mention for listeners, because I know sometimes it's hard when you call and you want that vaccine and maybe the appointment times aren't conducive to your schedule. These vaccines are sent in multiple dose vials. So once we open a vial, especially like with the Pfizer, we have 2 hours to use that 10 doses. So we need to cluster people. So sometimes scheduling isn't always as convenient as we would love it to be. But we don't want to waste any of these doses either, because the CDC controls how many doses I can even ask the state for. So I apologize in advance for that, but we do need to be good stewards mm-hmm. of this vaccine. And like I said, when we open a vial, we have very strict rules about how long that can be open, how many times we can puncture that vial or take a dose out. So it is, there's a little bit of science behind that also.
There is. And I am glad you mentioned that too, Shelby. Similarly, at our clinic, we get our vaccine through public health. And as it becomes available, we have been vaccinating staff. I know last Friday, we've had a couple different times where we have vaccinated staff and been vaccinating patients at the same time. And it is about making sure that we get the appropriate amount of people in for the vaccine that we have and utilize it within that day. And so I know that we are going to be offering another booster vaccine clinic coming up this Friday, but we are scheduling those out depending on as we receive those doses and then using them for the number of people that are interested.
Yep.
Yes.
The other thing for people who are looking for that booster dose, remember it is 6 months after your second dose. So this will be an ongoing rolling calendar for the health department and for your clinic also. Again, as we moved into the summer months, where the bulk of our people were actually vaccinated between March and June. So the clinics may tend to slow down after January when we get to that lower number of people accepting their first and their second doses. But that booster dose is, again, like I said, 6 months after your second dose. And then you would have to fit in one of those, self-identify into one of those categories to make an appointment.
That's right. And this is a question that has come up. We have addressed it on previous programs, but I do want to mention again the question of whether people can get their booster and get their flu vaccine at the same time. And the answer is yes, absolutely you can. Make it convenient for yourself. If you haven't gotten your flu vaccine and you are interested in getting your booster, take care of them both at the same time. Two arms, offer one up for each and you're set.
Yes, it's so important because remember in Iowa, our flu season is typically January and February. So we've had a few cases floating around in the fall, but nothing like what we typically see in January and February. So get vaccinated, have those 2 weeks before January to get fully covered underneath that flu vaccine.
True. And we really don't know what to expect for this year's flu season because last year, we were masking.
Yes.
As a population, we were masking, and we know that that definitely curbed our influenza numbers last year. And this year, things are opened up a little bit more. We're not seeing masking as we did last year, so we know it's out there, and not sure what it's going to look like. But again, vaccination is your best prevention, and so. As Shelby mentioned, can't stress it enough. Take advantage of it and get it before the holidays and before the typical flu season does hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe talk a little bit, too, about flu vaccines through public health that are available.
Yes, we still have both high dose and regular dose vaccine available. We also have seen less children in our children's clinics asking for flu vaccine. So we have the whole gamut of flu vaccine. Please, if you're coming to one of our clinics and the nurse maybe forgets to ask if you've had your flu shot and you haven't, offer up because we want you to have protection. We think of the hospitals right now being still somewhat full of COVID. If you start to add another respiratory pneumonia and influenza pneumonias on top of that, it's going to be a long, hard season for some of our hospitals.
Absolutely. So. And just as a reminder, the CDC does recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get vaccinated each flu season.
Yes.
So make sure you take advantage of that.
I got mine, so.
Well, good.
Good.
I'm glad to hear it, Pat. Well, and Shelby, too, we talked a little bit about, you know, we've got this window before the holidays to take advantage of vaccines that are available, boosters that are available. What tips can you share with people as we're coming up on the holidays? I know it's a different year, so people are looking forward to getting together with family and friends, resuming those in-person activities. But, you know, just to provide some general safety tips for everyone to think about, what can you tell us?
And remember, there still is another group that it doesn't have vaccine available, that four and under. And sometimes those little ones, those babies, we want to really protect those babies. So in our prevention world, we call it cocooning. So if everybody around those infants and children are vaccinated, then we keep them safe because they can't have the vaccine yet. So that's very important. You know, we need to ask our family members, you know, are you vaccinated? And if they've chosen not to, that's their choice. Mm-hmm. But still then be mindful, you know, check to make sure no one's feeling ill. If you have a fever, you really should stay home, whether it's COVID or any illness. It could be a diarrhea illness, vomiting, any kind of sickness. I know it's hard to say I can't come to Thanksgiving at the last minute or Christmas, but if nothing else, this last 2 years has taught us that washing our hands, you know, physically distancing from people when we're ill, staying home when we have fevers for till you're 24 hours fever free is so important to stop any spread of any disease. Specifically for COVID, I've had a couple conversations with people who have new babies. You know what? Have masks available. We all want to cuddle and snuggle those new little ones. So, you know, ask them to put a mask on. It doesn't hurt. And it adds another layer of protection for that infant. Just really knowing your own personal health and what's happening in your body at this point is so important. And if you've traveled and you're at grandma's house and you're not feeling well, isolate to a bedroom.
Right.
You know, have your meal brought to you. Would be the next best option. We're hearing that lots of people are traveling and it's good to be able to travel again and see our families.
It definitely is. And we just want to keep everybody as safe as possible. And I would agree, probably the most important thing is just knowing your body, knowing what types of things maybe happen to you during fall. As we approach winter, the seasons change. Maybe you experience some sinus issues or allergy, whatever it might be. But don't overlook any of those symptoms. You know, if you have symptoms that are prolonged for a few days, we encourage you to get tested. And most importantly, if you're not feeling well, stay home. Whether it's COVID-19 or some other illness that you're experiencing, we just encourage you to stay home. And it is tough to miss out on some of those things, but we want to do what we can to keep everyone safe. We do know that testing is regularly available. And as we've mentioned, our vaccines, both for influenza and COVID-19, those boosters are readily available. So we certainly want you to take advantage of that.
Yes. Yeah. Prevention is the key. Vaccine is the way out of this.
It definitely is.
Right.
So we cannot stress that enough. Again, if you are a patient of Vandy's Family Health Clinic and are interested in getting the booster vaccine, there are two ways you can go about registering. You can go to our website at www.vandyestmc.org. It's right on the homepage. There's a banner bar. You just click on that, enter your information. We have staff that are checking that daily. Or you can call the Vandy's Family Health Clinic phone number 515-832-7800 and follow the prompts, Leave your name and a phone number. Again, staff are checking that daily. As booster vaccine becomes available, you will be contacted for an appointment. Also, public health has those available too. And Shelby, I'll give you the opportunity to share the information.
Yep, we do all of our boosters on Wednesdays. So to get an appointment at the health department, you just call 515-832-9565. And they will get you scheduled. If you get the answering machine, again, leave your name and number and that you want to call back to get a booster dose scheduled. It's very easy. Same with the children's vaccine for this Saturday. Call. We will be closed tomorrow because of Veterans Day, but you may certainly leave information on our voice machine and they will get back to you Friday morning. Like I said, we are hoping that we could get 100 to 150 children done this Saturday. That would be about 30% of that age category with what Van Diest is doing also. So call, get your appointment, get scheduled, and let's get everybody vaccinated.
Let's do it.
Yes, let's do it.
Shelby, remember. Sorry, Pat.
That's all right.
I do want to thank you and your staff for, again, offering those clinics available on a Saturday. You know, that's how we did it, vaccinating a lot of our population here in Hamilton County. And the opportunity is there. So thank you again. And I always appreciate you being on the show, providing updates. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
And you're welcome back anytime. You know that.
Absolutely. Yep.
So what are we covering next week there? Ms. Foster?
Next week. I have to think what's on our schedule.
Okay.
I've got the rest of the month scheduled out. I guess tune in and
join us. Yep.
Same time, 8:30 next week. And I'll give a plug again. From 1 to 1:30 today is our Empower Half Hour featuring our diabetic education program. So join us via Facebook Live.
Sounds good. Lori Foster, thanks very much.
Thanks, Pat.
You're welcome.
Have
and
a
that
great
does it.
Day.
You too. That does it for Focus on Health. Brought to you by Van Diest Medical Center, where their focus is you. I'm Pat Powers.